Welcome to the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com, where each week we uncover worldwide disasters in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 23, The Destruction of the Library of Alexandria. The destruction of the Library of Alexandria is one of history's greatest tragedies, symbolizing the loss of untold knowledge and cultural heritage. As an institution, the library stood as a beacon of learning in the ancient world, representing the ambition to collect and preserve the entirety of human knowledge. Its destruction, shrouded in mystery and controversy, has captivated historians and storytellers for centuries, sparking debates about what was lost and who, if anyone, was responsible for its downfall. The Library of Alexandria was established in the Egyptian city of Alexandria during the reign of Ptolemy II Philadelphus in the 3rd century BCE. As part of the wider Mausoleion, or Temple of the Muses, the library was designed to serve as a center for scholarship and intellectual inquiry. Under the direction of the Ptolemaic rulers, Alexandria became a hub of learning, attracting scholars, scientists, and philosophers from across the Mediterranean and beyond. The library's collection was said to include works in a variety of languages, reflecting the diverse cultures and traditions of the ancient world. One of the library's most remarkable features was its ambition to gather every written text in existence. Ships docking in Alexandria were reportedly searched for scrolls, which were either borrowed, copied, or outright confiscated to enrich the library's collection. The original texts were sometimes kept, while copies were returned to their owners. This aggressive approach to acquisition allowed the library to amass an unparalleled collection of knowledge, encompassing literature, science, mathematics, philosophy, and history. Estimates of the number of scrolls vary, with some accounts suggesting the collection held hundreds of thousands of works. The exact cause of the library's destruction remains a subject of debate, as no definitive historical account survives. Instead, the story of its demise has been pieced together from fragments of ancient texts and later interpretations, often colored by myth and legend. Several events and figures have been linked to the library's destruction, but the true sequence of events is likely a complex interplay of historical factors. One of the earliest theories attributes the library's destruction to Julius Caesar during his siege of Alexandria in 48 BCE. According to some accounts, Caesar's forces set fire to the docks of the city to block the fleet of Cleopatra's brother and rival, Ptolemy XIII. The fire is said to have spread to the library, destroying a significant portion of its collection. However, there is considerable uncertainty about the extent of the damage, and it is unclear whether the library was entirely destroyed at this time. Another theory places the blame on the Christianization of the Roman Empire in the 4th century CE. As Christianity gained dominance, some ancient texts and institutions associated with pagan beliefs were targeted for destruction. Theophilus, the Patriarch of Alexandria, is sometimes accused of overseeing the demolition of the Mausoleion and its library, although evidence for this claim is limited and highly disputed. Similarly, the 7th century Arab conquest of Alexandria has been cited as a potential culprit, with some accounts suggesting that the invading forces ordered the destruction of the library's remaining texts. Modern historians generally regard these claims with skepticism, as they often lack corroborating evidence and may reflect later biases or agendas. It is also possible that the library's destruction was not a single catastrophic event, but a gradual process of decline. Over centuries, the library may have suffered from neglect, political instability, and repeated invasions, leading to the dispersal and loss of its collection. The scrolls, written on fragile materials such as papyrus, would have been vulnerable to decay if not carefully preserved. As the city of Alexandria changed hands and priorities shifted, the once great library may have been forgotten or repurposed, its treasures scattered or destroyed. The loss of the Library of Alexandria represents more than the physical destruction of a building and its contents. It symbolizes the fragility of human knowledge and the consequences of failing to protect cultural heritage. The works housed in the library could have included insights into ancient technologies, philosophies, and histories that remain unknown to us today. Imagine the possibilities: lost scientific breakthroughs, forgotten languages, or alternative perspectives on the ancient world, all swept away by the forces of history. Despite its destruction, the legacy of the Library of Alexandria endures. The library has become a symbol of intellectual aspiration and the pursuit of knowledge, inspiring modern institutions and initiatives. In 2002, the Bibliotheca Alexandrina was established in Egypt as a tribute to the ancient library, serving as a center for learning, research, and cultural exchange. While the new library cannot restore what was lost, it stands as a reminder of the value of preserving and sharing knowledge. The story of the Library of Alexandria continues to resonate because it speaks to a universal truth. The preservation of knowledge is both a privilege and a responsibility. In an era when information is more accessible than ever, the lessons of Alexandria remind us to safeguard our cultural heritage and ensure that future generations can benefit from the wisdom of the past. The library's destruction, while tragic, serves as a powerful call to value and protect the institutions and resources that allow humanity to learn, grow, and thrive. The precise details of how the Library of Alexandria met its end may never be known, but its memory endures as a testament to human curiosity and the relentless pursuit of understanding. The loss of its treasures is a sobering reminder of the impermanence of even the greatest achievements. But its legacy inspires us to continue building, preserving, and sharing the collective knowledge of humanity. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.